Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
We expect to be hearing from Mayor Adams on city storm prep from Gracie Mansion. That'll be coming up at 4:30. But we want to continue with the latest on the storm right now as we continue the storm beat with New York Governor Kathy Hochul, who's joining us on the line. Governor, you're there. We appreciate your time.
Yes, I am. Good afternoon, everyone.
Have you spoken yet with any of the state agencies, the MTA, Thruway Authority, and the rest? Are you confident at this point everyone involved in battling the storm has everything they need? And are you happy with the plans that they've told you about?
Well, we are battle tested. We have been through so many of these major storms, and I'm from Buffalo. I've had to manage storms like this for decades. So we know what we have to do. It's all about the preemptive action you take. It is about getting, for example, thousands of workers to be able to plow the streets and roads and salt in advance, pre-positioned before the snow even starts to fly. Same thing with utility crews. When you think about how devastating it is for a family to have the power go out and they have children and there's no heat and light at night. You know, the most important thing we have to do is get the utility crews in the positions so they can be ready to be deployed on a second's notice if the power goes down. So I am very much involved. We've been having conversations throughout the day. My emergency management team is in coordination with all the other counties and certainly the city of New York, because we've worked so well together for such a long time that it's pretty much muscle memory. We know what to do in these circumstances, but Mother Nature can be unpredictable. And that's why I am declaring a state of emergency right now in 35 counties. This will include New York City, Long Island, Westchester, the Hudson Valley, the central New York region, the capital region, and much of the southern tier, because I don't want to take any chances. I want people to know that this is a serious storm, and that gives me the ability to, if necessary, suspend laws to do things like, for example, allowing our state DOT trucks to operate on local roads, which they otherwise cannot do. So that is in effect immediately. And I also want people to be aware that the best thing they can do to help us get through this storm is stay home.
Yeah, that's best advice. You mentioned the utilities there. Anything that they're saying that is a particular concern, or does this really seem like, I mean, it's potentially the worst storm in 4 years around the city, but is this anything worse than an ordinary winter storm for them?
What really triggers our concern is the wind velocity. And we're not foreseeing the kind of wind that you would see associated with a blizzard, for example, when it's 50, 60, 70 miles an hour. And in those situations, you are at high risk of having the trees fall on utility lines. The utility lines come crashing to the ground and can do damage to vehicles and homes. And as I mentioned, cut off the power. We're not predicting that, and that is the situation right now, but if that does change, that is what we'll be more concerned and why it is essential to have the utility crews really on standby watching for that. But if this is just a high volume snow event where the snow comes down without it blowing and drifting and creating havoc on our roads in that sense, that is a better than expected storm, but it's just too early to say exactly what form this is going to take. Like I said, I've seen dozens of storms, you know, from a few feet to 7 feet of snow. And so I never underestimate the power of Mother Nature, especially with this this Christmas gift. She seems to want to give us a belated white Christmas.
Anything that you've heard, given the storm moving in from the Long Island Railroad, Metro North, the subways, the buses, is there going to be a point at which these cannot operate? And what would be that point? We haven't really heard specifics from the MTA on that, at least not yet.
No, everybody needs to be tuning in. If you're relying on the MTA, you need to be able to communicate with them and get the update, latest updates. MTA.info is going to get you information. But here's what we need to have people do is be aware that if you can not even take public transportation and just stay home, that is the best scenario. But we're literally putting, for example, chains on the tires of our MTA buses. You know, that'll help them have better traction in the snow. We're already positioning people to clear the subway platforms and the outdoor stations. We have 220 miles of outdoor track that has to be maintained and cleared in a storm event. So you can imagine what a nightmare that can be when if the snow comes down in a heavy, heavy volumes, and we have to manage that. So we're ready for it. We're experienced. We know how to deal with this. But right now, everything's fine. But, it's all about preparation. And we have extra staff ready to go. The MTA has a virtual situation room. Fully staffed, and these are real pros. They know what to do.
Have you heard from the Port Authority? They could be dealing with lots of angry passengers, well, more than they usually do at the airports, but they could be dealing with a crowd this weekend with the storm.
Right. Yeah, this is the challenging part of this storm. It is good that it's hitting really the bulk of it after rush hour on a Friday, but it's also a holiday and a lot of kids are off school. People are not heading into work, and they'll be vacationing perhaps, but that also means people are traveling back home this weekend. So the communications are important for people to be checking in with their flights and stay away from the airports if you're pretty certain your flight's going to be delayed for a long time. And yeah, we are concerned about that. It's been a very frustrating year for our air passengers across the country. Everything from government shutdowns and now the weather that's really started in force over the Thanksgiving holiday, and it seems unrelenting around the holiday season. So, no, it's going to be frustrating for passengers, and we're in regular communication to do anything we can to make it smoother and less painful. But there's a lot, again, that's just affected when we have to delay flights simply because of the volume of snow and the de-icing that has to take place and the clearing of the runways. There's a lot involved in a snow event, and we just ask people, if you can be as patient as possible, we'll do our very best. And all these agencies, the Port Authority, the MTA, the DOT, everybody is activated on high alert just to help New Yorkers stay safe.
One final question. Have you checked in with Mayor Adams? And we'll be hearing from him at 4:30 about the city prep. And what was that conversation like, if you had it?
No, we've not spoken personally, but our teams have been in communication since the first forecast. This is what they do best. Our emergency management teams are really embedded with each other and share communication. And it's really been a strong partnership for the last 4 years with Mayor Adams and his team. Nothing but cooperation during these crises.
I know a storm like this is a light springtime thing in Buffalo, but we appreciate your time and taking the storm seriously and passing along the information. Governor Kathy Hochul, we appreciate it. Thank you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.